girt strap. The one on the other side, on the right-hand side, I'm talking about like sitting on a horse, mm-hmm. would be the right, would be the off strap. Mm-hmm. And I did mention the skirt, didn't I?
Yeah.
And the sweat leathers.
Okay. And sweat leathers are?
Are what the saddle, the stirrups are attached to. Mm-hmm. And then back when we had to ride in the brush a lot, we had what we call tapaderas. That's a Spanish word. It's a leather thing that's built and attached to the stirrup to protect your feet.
Mm-hmm. Comes over the top of the...
Yes. There's another name for it, but that I can't right off think what it is. Been away from it too long. But it'll keep the brush from scratching up your boots mm-hmm. and tearing them up. And it's just easier to ride through brush that way. You don't have as many stickers to bother you. And I don't recall any other parts that are... Well, the saddle tree I talked about. And there were different types of trees made by different people. They'd name them, you know, like whoever was responsible for making this particular tree. This applied also to spurs. My daddy had a pair of spurs that were referred to as Bianchi spurs. And this Italian man who was a blacksmith in Victoria, his name was Bianchi, mm-hmm. and he had made a special style. Everybody loved a pair of Bianchi spurs. Mm-hmm. And this thing, same thing applied to saddle trees that were made by different people. Mm-hmm. Now, some of them were not so good because they would rest too high on the withers of a horse, and they'd make sore or cause him to have a fistula or rub his back in places that they were hard on, that they would be referred to as hard on animals. Mm-hmm.
You know. What about the parts of spurs? Can you identify the different parts?
Well, you have the leather straps that buckle them on, and you have a rowel.
Now the rowel is
the turning part. And those were made in all different types of kinds of shapes. My brother made a pair one time out of a steel band that went around a cypress cistern. And he cut them out like a big star. And they looked like windmill wheels. Mm-hmm. But he made those and put them in there. Mm-hmm. And then the buttons on the side in the newer type spurs are flexible. They flop back and forth. And this had a distinct advantage in that if the horse fell with you or something, if you broke the leather or something, it would not go into your flesh and break your foot or something. It was flexible. Mm-hmm. The older ones were just standard. Mm-hmm. They have different types of spurs now, some that just clip on. You don't have any leather attached to them anywhere. Mm-hmm. But the old spurs generally had a leather strap that went under the heel mm-hmm. as well as over the ankle to hold them on.
Were there different designations for types of boots at all? Or
well, in recent years there has been. Back then I think you just had a pair of cowboy boots.
Okay.
They were referred to as either stovepipe tops or...
Which meant?
Up to the knee with a round top. Uh-huh. No V cut mm-hmm. in them. Or now they're different types of heel. They make reference to them as a roping heel.
And a roping heel would be what?
Flat. A walking heel or a roping boot, you know. They have a flat heel. It's not slanted underneath from
uh-huh.
the back.
I see.
My daddy used to call those slanted heel ones snake killers.
Snake killers?
mm-hmm. I guess because you could stomp it down.